for auditory impact.
10 seconds there.
1, 2,
we'll record on my count.
Yeah!
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
We're ready to go into fast time if you are.
Live from the authority of South Florida, the Rich Stevens Show starts now.
Doing a real good show up there. I think we're proving our point, old buddy.
All right, listen up, you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
You awake?
It's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
I am loving the sound of your voice.
Good morning, sunshine.
Crank up the radio.
Y'all ready for the big show?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And action.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
All right, let's do this.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Well, what are we waiting for?
It's showtime.
And it is a Tuesday, and on Tuesday morning, when we begin the Rich Stevens Show, it's not just any day, it is Law and Order Tuesday.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the talk show host, Rich Stevens, and the criminal defense attorney, Michelle Suskauer. These are their stories.
And like every other Tuesday, the lovely and talented Michelle Suskauer sitting next to me in the studio. How are you today?
Hello.
We might want to turn on a microphone first.
Okay, take two. Yeah. I'm wonderful.
You know, since you walked in today, things are just a little weird today, right?
Is it me?
I don't know. I mean, coffee spilling, people just doing weird stuff, microphone's not on. Should we go back? See, that's the thing with live radio. You can't go back. Should we go back and start all over again?
No. Let's move forward.
All right. Moving forward, there's a lot of things to talk about today. For example, Casey Anthony's new photography business. A guy threw a alligator through a drive-through window at Wendy's.
I just don't even know what to say about that. I really don't.
And Donald Trump goes after Bush. Apparently under fire today because of a slur that some people are saying he should never have said.
So Bush is being called to task, but not Trump.
No, I was just...
Was that a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. A little early for me.
It's okay. Do you know the story about what he said? He didn't say it. He repeated what a woman in the front row said.
No, but he said it, because he doesn't have to repeat anything.
But he repeated what, that's what Donald Trump is. He repeated something that somebody else said. Actually, she said it, and then he repeated it.
But he doesn't rise above. Right? If it was something that was inappropriate, then why repeat it at all?
Well, because here's the thing. First of all, a woman said it. Now, if I say that word... Well, I guess it all has to do with context. Listen, you're in a courtroom all the time. When you're fighting with somebody and somebody says something, you have to immediately know what that person is thinking in the context of how they're presenting something, no?
Well, you do your best to do that, but there's also decorum, and there are things that, despite what someone may say, you have to rise above that. He's running for president of the United States.
Let me ask you this. If a female... attorney calls a judge what Donald Trump repeated that a woman said, and then a man says to a judge the same thing, do you think it has the same meaning?
I think that both attorneys should be in significant trouble for saying something so inappropriate.
But why is it inappropriate? This is the part that I don't understand. Why is it inappropriate? I think I've used that word on the radio before. I've said that word before. I don't mean what people want to make it seem like it meant when he repeated what the woman said. I don't think there's a woman on this planet that would call somebody that word and or use that word and refer to what they want you to think that they were referring to.
What's the point here? Okay, what's the point that someone said something? You certainly can't control what folks say. You can only control what you say. And you're holding yourself out to be a leader, holding yourself out to want to hold the most important office in the world. And what is the point except the TV value, the wow value, the outrageous value, the bleeping? I mean, what is the point?
The point is that here everybody is again talking about Donald Trump. He's the master of getting people to talk about him. I think that he did nothing wrong. That's my opinion. Because I believe that it wasn't a vulgar insult, as, again, the mainstream media wants you to believe that this was all a vulgar comment that he repeated. It's not like he said, I mean, here's the thing. It's not like he said the F word. It's not like he said the N word. It's not like he said the C word.
But the point is, when you're, again, you and I are different in terms of how we maybe hold our leaders to a certain level, okay? And I don't want to hear who could potentially be, God help us, the leader of the free world by saying those types of things.
Well,
it's upsetting.
Well,
it's upsetting to me. I want to hold somebody up to a higher standard, and someone should be held to a higher standard.
Well, you see, but this is a different conversation now, because when the comment you just made, God help us, you would rather have a different candidate. You don't support this guy. I happen to support this guy and think that this guy would make a fine president.
But because so you are basically letting him have a pass.
There's not a pass.
By speaking this way.
It's not a pass. Okay. And he didn't speak that way. He just repeated
it doesn't matter.
What somebody else said.
So that's okay if you repeat it, but you don't originate it. What? We are different.
Why is it okay? Yeah, of course we're different.
Sure.
If we weren't different, we wouldn't have Law and Order Tuesday, would we?
No.
We'd have order and order, or maybe law and law. I don't know.
No, it would. If I weren't here, it would just be disorder.
Well,
okay?
That's your opinion. I think there's plenty of order on the Rich Stevens Show. That's just my thing. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. My thing is that, well, let me give you a courtroom example. And because, watch how topical this is. When the Casey Anthony trial was going on, there were some things said in that courtroom that were just, I'm talking language-wise, there were things that were said that I thought were like, oh my God, I can't believe they're saying, and we carried it live on my show, you recall.
Yes.
So anything that happened in the courtroom, it was live, it just went over the radio. There were words that we used in there that were definitely inappropriate, no doubt. We agree on that?
Sure.
Okay. And then Jose Baez repeated the words of the person that said it. Does that make him?
Because
it's the same thing.
But if that was evidence.
He didn't say it. He just repeated what somebody said.
Rich, let me try to differentiate Jose Baez from someone who's running for president of the United States.
So you got a problem with Jose Baez, too?
I have no problem with Jose Baez.
He
did. He did a phenomenal job. He got his client acquitted, okay? But I'm not comparing someone who's an attorney in a courtroom to someone who wants to be president of the United States. We're talking about two completely different things.
But you see, you're playing into exactly what the mainstream media wants people to play into. Oh, it's a terrible thing that he said. He repeated what somebody said.
But he said it. I love arguing with you, by the way. It doesn't matter if he said it originally or he repeated it. The fact of the matter is, why do it at all? It's so that he knows exactly what the media is going to pick up.
Would you rather if we had the story today where the woman, you know, the speech where he just says, go ahead, you can't say that. He called her out on it.
You can't say that. You can't say blah, blah. He said it so that he knows exactly how to manipulate the media. He is absolutely the puppet master when it comes to media.
877-850-8585. It's Law and Order Tuesday. Nick, how are you today?
Good morning, Rich. Look, I take issue with what Michelle's saying. I worked in the DA's office. I'm a retired sergeant. How many times in the courtroom have people paraphrased what someone said? He did not say this. So to be pious and act this way is ridiculous.
I agree that people say things in a courtroom because they're rephrasing something. They're talking about testimony, what someone else said. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is this is someone who is running for president of the United States. We're not talking about something going on in court.
That's a moot point, ma'am. I'm sorry. That's a moot point. The fact that he's running. Look, it's obvious you're anti-Trump, and you have every right to be. But to be pious and say he paraphrased what this woman said. Nothing was wrong. He didn't do a wrong thing at all.
Let me interrupt here 1 second. Michelle, you obviously have more than what, like, 100 years in a courtroom.
105.
Okay. A criminal defense attorney, you get the language that probably no other people get, right?
Right, and okay, your so, and your gentleman caller well, has, no, no, so heard, asking, has heard the same
but
thing.
But I'm asking sure. you, have you ever repeated something that somebody said that was inappropriate to say, play on the radio?
In court?
Yes. Ever.
Sure,
just once.
Sure, sure.
So
of
how
course.
Is that any different?
Because I'm not running for president of the United
but
States.
But it doesn't
and
matter,
I'm not,
but you're in a courtroom.
Matter.
But wait a minute, you're in a courtroom where you have to respect the courtroom. And things and language in a courtroom is very different than language in regular life.
And how is Donald Trump being respectful in any way by using that type of language?
He didn't use that language. He repeated but something
why?
That somebody said, which
why?
Is exactly what I just asked you.
Rich.
Why not? Why is a crooked letter?
Why? What was the point other than to be outrageous? That was his point. Anyway,
don't you think it's time we have an outrageous person in
no,
the White House? Why?
No.
Why? You want to continue what
we
have
a,
right
because
now?
We have a crazy world and we need calm and order.
877-850-8585, but it's called law and order.
That's right.
Not calm and order. Right?
That's our show.
Can you say any of these words that I'm talking about? That you've repeated that somebody said. Can you say any of those on the radio
right
now?
Rich, we're not talking about me or you. We're talking about someone running for president.
About you. I'm asking you. Can you repeat any of those?
Which are the words that you want me to repeat?
No, I don't want you to. I'm asking you, can you repeat anything that you've said in a courtroom?
I don't know.
That was
I...
inappropriate language that you repeated for the emphasis of what your witness or the defendant or whoever it was said in that courtroom.
I don't know because I don't want to violate any FCC rules and regulations. Okay, I don't want to get in trouble.
All right, let me. Here's the thing. First of all, you may have no freaking idea of what we're even talking about here. That's the important thing. Donald Trump was giving a speech last night. Did you hear the speech?
I only heard the
just the one thing that people don't want.
I heard the lead in, and right. I heard what he said after.
All right, let me play for you. Are we going to bleep this out? Are we going to bleep this out? You can't shake your head. People can't see you. We don't have cameras in here.
Yes.
Why are we bleeping this out?
Because it's bleeped out. I don't know.
You know, I asked the guy a question. I can't even get a straight answer.
He's sleeping.
I don't know what he's doing.
Shh,
all right.
Sleeping.
Here's the audio of what this big brouhaha is all over. Listen.
She just said a terrible thing. You know what she said? Shout it out because I don't want to. Okay, you're not allowed to say, and I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a That's terrible. 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 That's terrible. What kind of people do I have here? Okay, what do I have? I want to just tell you right now, ma'am, you're reprimanded, okay? Can she stay?
See, it's not like she said the N-word. She said something else. And then he reprimanded
but,
her. And
oh,
then
he, oh, said, he was, so be? He really reprimanded
well, he
her.
He just repeated what
no,
she said.
No, he was
Come
making
on.
A big joke. Listen, this is the thing. You go to these rallies, and I'm sure you've been to some. I have, and covered some, and people are going to yell out all kinds of crazy things. The point is, why would he even repeat it? He could have just blown it off. He did it for the outrage. Of course,
I would have done the same thing.
Okay, so he did it to make light of it, to be outrageous, and to get on TV. And if you don't admit that, you're lying. Okay, you know that's why he did it.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I don't have a problem
All right,
with
and
that.
I do. 877-850-8585.
877-850-8585. All right, listen, if you're on hold right now, hang on. We're going to take a quick timeout, give you a chance to comment on this. And I personally think I should play it without the beeps and see exactly what all the brouhaha is all about. But for some reason, people think, oh, my God, you can't say that word. Why? Why can't you say that word? You're listening to The Rich Stevens Show.
850 WFTL, The Rich Stevens Show. We'll continue as soon as that door opens and he gets back from the men's room. And here he comes. Here's Rich Stevens.
All right, so I'm told, and listen, when our news anchor texts me and she says, oh, you got to point out something, I got to point it out. So Karen Curtis said to me, I never said who Trump was talking about when the woman yelled out this word that we're not supposed to say on the radio, and he was talking about Ted Cruz. The woman, when he was talking about Ted Cruz, the woman yelled out that he's this word, and that's when Trump repeated what he said that apparently we can't say. And I don't understand why we can't say it. That's my issue here. Trump didn't say it. He was repeating what the woman said. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Grace in West Palm Beach, how are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning, Rich, Steve. I want to agree with the judge. Sorry.
With what judge?
It's just with the judge you have there, no? The lady that you...
No, she's an attorney. Her husband's the judge.
Oh, okay, the attorney. Because it's true. He needs to set an example. He's already opened his mouth too much that he's got all the Latins going against him, and that's
all the Latins are going against Trump. Where have you gotten this information from?
Oh, I hear it. I'm Latin. I'm okay. All for him, but he's not going to make it with his big mouth. Sorry.
Okay. So wait. So you're for him, but you don't think he's going to make it because of his big mouth?
Yes, he's setting a bad example.
Okay.
He's just out of control already. Okay.
How is he setting a bad example repeating what somebody said? Help me understand this.
He shouldn't. Wasn't it nice when he was nice and polite and quiet?
No, we don't need nice and polite. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mark and Del Rey, how are you today?
Hi, this is unbelievable. It really is. You know why Trump is doing so good? Because he speaks from the heart, and he's just like a normal guy. Like me and like so many Americans throughout the country, I could care less that he mimicked someone or said something like that. Are you kidding me? You know, and the judge said that we need calmness now. Calmness and Barack Hussein Obama is the reason why there is so much panic and so much craziness throughout the country and the world. And now we're going to have someone that lied about Benghazi, that is so inept that she let top secret emails go through her cell phone, and they want her to be president.
Well,
and
but she would never say the P word. That's the big issue.
And it blows me away that this topic, it's a great topic, but how people can say he's got a big mouth and everything. He's mad about the way this country is coming. I mean, we're almost $20 trillion in debt.
He's mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Thanks for your call. Good call. Mike in Miami, how are you today?
Good, Rich. I was hoping Michelle was still there. I wanted to ask her how this guy at Dipolito is still sitting at home watching cartoons all day long. When is she ever going to go back to trial and get locked up?
I'm still here. The case is set. I can't comment because I actually represented her for a few months, so I can't comment other than
even
procedurally.
You're not with her anymore,
ethically I can't. Other than saying procedurally, the case is set for a motion to dismiss, and we'll see what does on that. And she is still on house arrest.
All right, well, there you go. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Nice to take the train off the tracks there, Mike. I appreciate it.
I love it. Thank you.
All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick timeout. Today's Fat Tuesday, by the way. It's the culmination of 11 days of partying and parades called Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Woo-hoo!
Traditionally, Mardi Gras and the companion holiday Carnival in Brazil and other places are supposed to be the last days of partying before the 40 days of Lent.
850 WFTL, The Rich Stevens Show, bringing new meaning to the term selfie. Here's Rich.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The talk show host, Rich Stevens, and the criminal defense attorney, Michelle Suskauer. These are their stories.
Michelle Suskauer in the studio for Law and Order Tuesday, and we'll get back to the Trump conversation in just a few minutes. Everybody wants to talk about the Trump thing, but while we have Michelle here, I want to talk about some cases that are happening And we can continue that conversation a little bit later. Unless you want to continue talking about the Trump.
Well, it looks like you have some people calling,
well,
wanting to chat.
Everybody wants to talk about that.
I'm good with it if that's what you want me to talk about.
No, I don't want you to talk about that. I want to talk about the things that are going on in addition to that. And we could go back to the calls. I don't have a problem with that.
You mean there's a world outside of Trump?
Well, apparently there is a very small world outside of Trump.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to see that today. It's primary day in New Hampshire. And
right. And so what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be Bernie Sanders and it's going to be Donald Trump. And okay. Hillary is, you know, I think Hillary's already left the state, by the way, because she realizes the writing on the wall. They're looking at her and Bill are all pissed off. Oh, can I say that word on the radio?
It's a P word.
Yeah. So, see, if I said P word, then somebody would think it's the other word, which was the word that Donald Trump repeated that somebody, a woman, said in the front row. That's the whole thing.
It doesn't matter that he wasn't the one. It's repeating it.
Look at your face. See, we got to get cameras in here because your face turns into this, I don't know. I've seen you do this on TV a few times, too. When somebody says something that you don't like, you just get... I don't even know how to describe it. What
is
happens
it, is
to
it,
your face?
Is it unattractive?
Well, no, it's not that it's unattractive. It's just very different than you. It's kind of like we were watching Lois Frankel on TV earlier today, and she had this this HD TV is not very becoming unless you, I mean, if you roll out of bed and you just get on TV, that's what you look like. But that's not what you look like. You just turn into, you just transform, just for a moment, just transformed into something completely different. And look,
okay.
We've had Lois Frankel on this show numerous times, and every time she comes in, she looks very different than she looks on TV, which is that look that you look very different. I've only seen that, I think it was on CNN, I saw you with that look once.
That
it was during the Casey Anthony thing, as a matter of fact.
Was it? Casey
yeah.
Anthony, who's opened up a business here in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, and we're going to hire her here.
You are?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
For the kids.
You are in rare form today.
Well, it's Law and Order Tuesday.
It certainly is.
Why is everybody so much in an uproar about Casey Anthony wanting to open a business and take pictures and start a new life? Why is there such a big controversy over this?
There shouldn't be. It's just that the case was so blown up. Every moment, everyone wanted to know every little thing. And so, of course, there's this kind of morbid curiosity as to... Wow, you know, looking at her and that she's here in West Palm Beach, she needs to be able to be left alone and move on with her life
and just go on. It's you know, but
she's trying us, and she's always going to have a target on her back. She's always going to be the focus of paparazzi and not wanted. She wants to just start over.
And you know that target on the back. You know, today from the pictures I saw, it's a bigger back too.
You know, you are in rare form. That is not, you know what? Let's leave her alone and let her move on with her life.
I don't have a problem with that. I think she should be entitled to, you know, it's just like anybody else. When you go through the court system, you may not always agree with the outcome of what it is. If she killed the kid, that's one thing. If she didn't kill the kid, that's another thing. We don't know.
Well, a jury acquitted her. She needs to be able to not continue to, you know, I mean, look, people are going to be suspicious of her forever, but she is trying to do her best. We haven't heard her get into trouble, committing crimes, being arrested. She's starting a business. She wants to move on with her life. We need to let her do that.
Now, if she opened this photography business specifically to photograph kids' parties, that would be a little weird.
Yes, of course, that would be a little weird, and then it would give you a lot of fodder to sit and have conversations during your radio show about her. But she's trying. She's trying.
All right, let's talk about something else. There's a cruise ship that went through a horrible, horrible episode over the last couple of days. Royal Caribbean's new, it's a giant cruise ship. It's called Anthem of the Seas, and it literally took a pounding. When it left New York to head here to Florida, there was a major storm. It was so far out on the East Coast that we didn't really hear anything about it. It had hurricane-force winds, and forecasters said that this would happen, and yet the cruise line, Royal Caribbean, still went out with 4,500 passengers and 1,600 crew members on board, and it almost destroyed this huge, massive ship.
Well, they said the ship was always seaworthy. But
well, that's what they said.
Right, but because it's so incredibly massive. But the fact is people were injured. And I know that they were giving full refunds. Not like anybody wants to jump right back on
right,
a cruise.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So it's kind of like you go, you know, there's a haircut place that says if you don't like the haircut, we'll give you the next one free. Well, if I didn't like your first one, I'm not going back for a second one.
That's right. It's true, but you certainly are going to see litigation that's going to arise as a result of people's injuries, what they'd suffered as a result.
Do these people have a case, a legitimate
case? I think they may if they're able to show, look, was there any negligence? Was there improper decisions that were made as a result? And what would the damages actually be? What did people suffer?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. What did people suffer besides being hurt, of course? Now, the forecasters knew that this was going to be a huge storm.
Well, that's enough.
So they went into it knowing.
That's enough. If they were hurt, certainly there are damages there.
On the same note, there was a trip to a casino that happened yesterday in Connecticut. At least six people in critical condition, a bus crash in Connecticut. It rolled over an icy 95, which we know a 95 is bad wherever it is. Now, they've yet to confirm how many passengers were on the bus, but we know at least 30 people did walk off the bus, but there's now snow on the ground. And the governor of Connecticut, Malloy, said the travelers should always be careful, blah, blah, blah. So here's another thing. This is a casino that took these people on these snowy roads. Are they, too, then liable because they knew going on these snowy roads? Is this, I mean, we're going to see lawsuits here, too?
Yes, you will. Just because if there was any, listen, they're certainly going to say in terms of the bus operation company or whoever the owners are that, you know, this was certainly something that was not anticipated. It was an act of God, etc. But if there may be allegations of negligence in the way that the bus was operated.
Now, with the bus and the cruise line, is this the kind of thing that immediately you think that there's going to be or could be a class action, or is this going to be individual, you know, we're going to start to see commercials saying, hey, if you were on this ship, if you were on this bus?
I don't think that, again, this is not my area of law, but I don't think that in terms of the individual members of the bus that there would be any sort of ability to certify those folks who are on the bus as a class. In terms of the cruise ship, I don't know.
All right, coming up next, that's Michelle Suskar, by the way.
And thank you.
By the way, nice to see you back to normal. 877-850-8585.
When do you get back to normal?
I'm never normal, but I do like a lot of sauce on my spaghetti.
Then you can.
877-850-8585. There's a place in New York that can't stand cigarette smoke, so they banned cigarette smoking. But now there's a place in Putnam County, and they want to ban vaping. Can they do this? We'll talk about it next. You're listening to The Rich Stevens Show.
This is The Rich Stevens Show on 850 WFTL. Now, here's Rich.
Michelle Suskar in the studio with me for Law and Order Tuesday. Been pretty exciting so far, huh?
I've had a great time.
I know. I can see you're playing games on your phone. What is that? Is that Words with Friends? How do you have time to play games while you're doing a radio show?
You know what? You're doing your voiceovers and your commercials, and so what am I supposed to do? Nobody has hired me to do that.
Who are you playing Words with Friends with?
A variety of different lawyers.
This is what you do? You do this in court?
No, of course not.
Why do you do it on the radio?
It keeps my mind. What do you want me to do? When you're reading, I should just sit here and look at you.
But you're totally multitasking. You're going from Words with Friends to texting to Facebook to Twitter. You're doing everything at the same time. You need a bigger phone.
They don't make a bigger phone.
I know, but you would be the first one to buy it, wouldn't you? Did you watch the Super Bowl? Sunday?
I did. By the way, what was your favorite commercial? Quick. Don't say Puppy Monkey Baby.
No. Okay. That wasn't it. My favorite commercial was the one with Alec Baldwin for the Echo, the Amazon Echo thing.
That was fantastic. Yeah. I really, really like the sheep singing Somebody to Love.
Did you know
from
what
Queen.
The product was?
Does it matter?
Yes.
Yes, it was a car. It was a Ram something. It was a pickup truck.
But that's not what the commercial was for.
It was for a pickup truck.
The commercial was for the speakers that are in the back. What do you call the back of the truck?
The bed.
The bed? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was for.
It was very cool.
Yeah. It wasn't for the actual truck. It was for the speakers in the back.
I just loved it. Loved it.
Despite a sloppy game and a halftime show that's causing all kinds of controversy. You want to talk about that?
Or if somebody wants to yell more at me about Trump,
no,
I don't care.
No. Super Bowl attracted 111.9 million viewers, which makes it the third most watched TV show in history behind the last two games. Last year's Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl is the top dog, 114.4 million. Seattle's blowout of Denver in 2014 at 112.2 million. But CBS would like you to know that 167 million people watched at least 6 minutes of the game on Sunday. That's a lot of people. That's more people than are going to vote for the president.
Absolutely.
So on that basis, they're calling it the most watched show ever. And, of course, the game also broke streaming records, but that has no effect on, you know, any kind of records to begin with.
I thought it was I didn't watch all of it, but I watched a nice portion of it.
The baby monkey puppy, whatever, that was just too weird for
it was licking the guy's face. It gave me like the chills. I hated it. Awful.
Did you have a problem with the fetus Doritos commercial?
No, I didn't have a problem with it.
Because that's the other one that's causing the most controversy.
You know what I had a problem with? I had a problem with the diarrhea commercial.
There were two of them.
While everybody is sitting and eating guac, yeah, and cheese dip and pizza and wings. Bad choice.
Not only that, but I tell you, I'd be damned if I could find one person that could instantly tell me the name of the product. I think one was a drug, right? Or were they both
drugs? Was the, like, when you take opioid... You know, it's like when you get constipated because of the opioids you're taking. Yeah. Thank you very much for reminding us. Yeah.
You see, here's the thing. The commercials over the last few years have been steadily going downhill. Somebody told me on Monday that because the rates have gone up so high that people don't have the budgets to spend on the commercials. That
sure. $5 million.
I think it was the Doritos commercial with the fetus. That guy spent $1,000 to do that commercial. It was actually his wife's sonogram that they used for that. To make that animation, $1,000.
It's amazing. But $5 million.
For 30 seconds.
Right.
Why didn't we see a Suskauer Law commercial during this?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to save up for it for next year, okay? I just have that extra $5 million.
It might be $6 million next year because so many people watching.
It's never happening. Yeah. No. Well, I'm getting so much publicity here.
Yeah.
For the hour.
Yeah, so at least seven people are hearing you now.
That's right. So why should I spend $5 million?
Nothing like the $112 million.
No, absolutely not.
877-850-8585. Final couple minutes here, or probably less. Is there anything that we didn't touch on that you wanted to touch on? That's probably a bad way to put it, right?
No, I just like fighting with you about whether it makes a difference if somebody's repeating something or saying something. It doesn't. So
a grown man is not allowed to say something somebody else said just because he's running for president.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, because we want role models. We don't want regular guys.
We want someone who's done.
No, you know what? That's not true.
Who would your role model be for president in 2016? Ooh, yeah, there you go.
We've run out of time.
Michelle Suskauer, always an honor and a pleasure to have you in the studio. By the way, next week when you're here, we'll be in our brand new, more luxurious studio.
Can't wait.
SuskauerLaw.com if somebody wants to get in touch with you.
And ask me any questions. Love to answer them.
They just can't say the P word in the email, right?
That's different.